Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The court-ordered starvation and dehydration death of Terry Schindler Schiavo marked a watershed moment in our nation. Millions of people, both here and around the world, suddenly faced the reality that our society is not only willing, but seemingly eager to treat those with disabilities as if they are expendable. Shortly after Terry's death in 2005, Human Life Review ran a series of articles analyzing the impact of Terry's death on our culture. Among the articles was one written by our friend Nat Hentoff. Believe it or not, there are a handful of individuals in our country who have managed to turn ethical arguments against euthanasia into arguments for euthanasia by making it appear to be a feasible course of medical treatment. Among those is Peter Singer, a bioethics professor at Princeton University. As Nat reminds us, going back to 1983, Singer wrote in the American Academy of Pediatrics, "If we compare a severely defective human infant with a non-human animal, a dog or a pig, for example, we will often find the non-human to have superior capacities, both actual and potential, for rationality, self-consciousness, communication, and anything else that can plausibly be considered morally significant. Only the fact that the defective infant is a member of the species Homo sapiens leads it to be treated differently from the dog or pig." Yes, you heard that quote correctly. And as if that weren't appalling enough, Singer has actually advocated that parents of children born with disabilities should have the right to ask for euthanasia for their child up to 28 days after birth. If you're thinking Singer is advocating for a new version of history repeating itself, that is, killing off those deemed inferior, you would be correct. Sadly, Singer is regarded as one of the leading bioethicists, is revered by many in the field, and has won many awards for his so-called progressive thinking. Beliefs like his are being taught in ethics courses on college campuses nationwide and are becoming more widespread in the medical community. Nat Hentoff observes, "At the time Professor Singer's article was published, and increasingly since, infants whose so-called quality of life is deemed not worth preserving have been euthanized, without, of course, their having had the opportunity to provide a living will or durable power of attorney stating their wishes. The questions before us, as part of the legacy of Terry Schiavo, are the crucial definitions of quality of life, futility, and morally justifiable with regard to the future of the disabled from birth on. How this debate is resolved should be of more than passing interest to those of us who are only temporarily able." Our friend Nat Hentoff was right 7 years ago, and is right today. Terry Schiavo left a legacy regarding the definitions of futility and quality of life and what is morally justifiable. And can medicine argue that something is moral if one has to argue for its justification? Where do we draw the line? How far will medicine and man go? These are all questions we will continue to face in the coming years. Will ethics professors like Peter Singer speak for us and our children? Or will we make our voices heard loudly, far and wide? To do so, we need your help. First, visit www.prolifeperspective.com, where we've provided resource links for the latest information from National Right to Life's Powell Center for Medical Ethics. Educate yourself on the current trends in bioethics that are affecting the treatment of the medically dependent and disabled. Second, while you're there, download the Will to Live, a pro-life living will for your state. Make copies for friends and loved ones as well. You are your own best advocate for receiving life-saving medical treatment. A Will to Live lays out the medical treatments you desire if you are unable to speak for yourself, and it might just save your life.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.